At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Wait for it. Hobo. Wait for it. Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside. Happy Wednesday, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hey, yo.
We'll have more on Zoe's science homework coming up.
That's going okay.
Science homework is going fine, yes. We had a couple of big math tests. We had a two-part math test yesterday and today.
Seriously?
Is that class or is that state testing?
State testing was last week. This is class testing, right. Yes. I said the most important thing you'll ever learn in math. I'm being serious. I want you to listen. She looks at me and said, the most important thing you'll learn is you need to know about winning percentage, and so you can be able to tell how many games out of first place a team is. That's the biggest math lesson you will need to know, because you'll need that every day when you check the standings. You'll need to know what's happening. You need to know math and go, what permutations am my team need to get in the playoffs? How many wins do we have to get to? Will a win and a tie do it? You need to know these. The most important thing, figure out winning percentage.
Start coming up with your own statistics.
That's
and
right.
And you could become invaluable to the game of your choosing.
You don't like the game? Invent a new game, but you got to know the math.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. Just when you thought you had all the answers, I changed the questions and new fuzzy math. Let's go.
Oh, it is a big night tonight. And again, we'll focus a lot on the NBA tonight. We had one game we're going to get to in a second, that just absolute drama. Ooh. At the end. But first, Memphis leads Golden State right now, 26-23. Remember, the Warriors have a 3-1 lead. This game has about 2.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Remember, the Grizzlies playing without Ja Morant, who is likely out for the playoffs. Steph Curry's got 6, Klay Thompson has 7, but the Grizzlies shooting pretty well, hitting some threes. They're up by 3 late in the first quarter. Mike, odds that we're talking about the series still going after tonight? What do you think? Tell me right now, first quarter, is this series still going, or is it over and we're talking about the Warriors moving on and what's next for the Grizzlies? What do we
My hope is that we're still talking about it, because then we get to turn all our attention and go after Steph Curry and whatever the hell it is that he predicted for game five. What was it? Whoop, there it is, or something like that?
There it is. Hit whoop, there it is.
Yeah, sorry. Whoop that trick.
That was from, what was the movie that was from? With Terrence Howard. It was such a good movie. He's the rapper, and that's his big song. Ah, I can't think of the song. Can't think of the name of the movie. He's the rapper.
Not Pootie Tang.
No. No. He plays, it's like based on a true story. Like, he's a rapper. Hustle and Flow. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, Hustle and Flow. That was it. That was
I haven't seen that in a long time. So there you go.
Yeah, that was his big song. When he finds Ludacris in the bathroom and jams the cassette into his mouth because he wasn't going to be trying to flush it down the toilet bowl.
Well, there you go. So now I've been educated. Yeah. Hopefully, since they got all chesty. The other, you mentioned with Ja Morant being out, and I hear the promos, that we've done and that other shows have done. And I ask this question with all sincerity. Do you buy that it's just a bone bruise? The way the Warriors had reacted and everybody had reacted to his injury, including Ja Morant. Do you buy that that's all that's going on? That's all.
Am I buying that it's just a bone bruise? No.
Because seemed like there was a lot more anger and vitriol behind it and just angst about that play with Jordan Poole, that it was more than just a bone bruise. I could be wrong. I could just go into wanton speculation. But look, if he's not playing, it really doesn't matter what they check the box off, right? They could just say, hey, pissed off, doesn't want to play tonight. In terms of the injury report, it doesn't matter, right? It only comes down to, hey, you activated him 20 minutes before the game after saying he was doubtful. Why is that? That's all.
Yeah. No, I get it. And look, here's the thing is that if it was, this is why I kind of buy that it's a little bit more than a bone bruise, because if it was just a bone bruise, I could see the Grizzlies saying he may be out for the rest of this series, right? Like, he may be out for the rest of the series. But the fact they went right to he may be done for the playoffs, that made me think, it might be a little bit more than that. Might be a little bit more than a bone bruise, and it might not be just the story that we're getting, because it would have been different had they said, hey, he's out for the series. I'd buy a bone bruise, right? I'd buy some time you need, the banging of, you want to be careful with him. I understand that, but I think it's a little bit more than that.
All right. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye out and see what the diagnosis, prognosis, all of those updates are. But for now, we got a fun first quarter. Once again, Grizz getting out strong as they have this entire series. Now it's a matter of sustaining. Obviously, the home crowd really hoping that Dylan Brooks rediscovered his game. Missed a wild shot very early in this one. 9 minutes played, 1 of 4 from the field thus far.
So we'll have more on this game, but the drama we just saw with Milwaukee and Boston, the Bucks take a 3-2 lead. They win in Boston 110-107, and there's two big things that stick out of this game, right? I mean, look, Giannis had 40 and 11 and 3 assists.
With bloody eyes
for him. Oh, I know. It's like he looked like the emperor. When he got with the eyes, all with the blood coming out of it. Yes. To grab the lightsaber, strike me down.
Don't kill me. Power!
But this game comes down to two things, right? Two things. The big play at the end of regulation where the Celtics are down by a point. Marcus Smart goes in for the drive in a play that we're going to be talking about for a long time. Jrue Holiday comes out of nowhere for the big block. Not only that, he has the presence of mind to jump, grab it, and throw the ball off of Marcus Smart so it goes out of bounds. I mean, this is an incredible heady play, and they win the game because of this. You know, Connaughton goes and hits a couple of free throws, and then they come down, and Marcus Smart gets the ball stolen from him on the final possession. So the Bucks hold on to win. That play by Jrue Holiday was just absolutely incredible. Like, you talk about one-man plays. I mean, not only does he get the block, he makes sure that he grabs it and he throws it off of Marcus Smart and it goes out of bounds. The playground play you see all the time, because guys would love to grab the ball and throw it as hard as they can, sure, off of somebody because, you know, yeah, I want to hit you with the ball and you can't say anything to me because I can hit you with the ball because it's a legal play, right? You see that like play growing up all the time. People love to do that. But that was the play. And, you know, we talk a lot about Giannis, obviously, and Chris Middleton being out is a big deal. And Jrue Holiday's kind of been, yeah, and don't forget about Jrue is their number three guy, man. I mean, Jrue was a really big deal, a really big addition to this team. And, you know, the guy's in his 30s now, and he was someone who was always a good player, but was he ever really the answer for a couple of teams? I mean, look, the guy toiled in New Orleans for almost a decade, right? It was, yeah, he's a good player, but boy, finally gets out after like 8 years, and now, hey, he's the missing piece. Milwaukee goes and wins a championship, and now here they're up 3-2. We spend a lot of time on Giannis, then it's Chris Middleton, but Jrue Holiday, he's making plays. He was such a big difference in the end of the NBA Finals last year, too. He's a guy needs more attention. Certain guys in the NBA get too much. He's a guy that needs more.
24-8-8 on the night and a plus 14 and those big plays down the stretch. And it's so huge because they're coming against the guy that has the Defensive Player of the Year tag. And then he got ultimately defended multiple times, to where you basically snatched his soul. Like, the little shot they had as the game ended, like, that was it. You vanquished him. That was the video game stand-up, like we saw the other day, you know, making the rounds. If I just beat you in a video game and I turn and I start yelling, "Your mama," and all that stuff, and then fights break out. That's the kind of moment that was for Jrue Holiday. So coming up huge down the stretch, Bobby Portis. I mean, you had these secondary guys. I mean, Portis had, what, 14 points and 15 boards, including that huge rebound where you had a couple of Celtics colliding into each other to give him an opportunity for a putback that put them ahead off the Giannis missed free throw. So, I mean, just all these contributors, guys stepping up that are so integral. You know, the glue guys that we always kind of talk about as they're there, but they don't get the shine of MVP considerations and guys being mad and whatever else. No, tonight coming up huge in support of, Giannis, who just had 40 and 11.
Now, the other part of this conversation, and this is not just me banging for the drum, I said, for the guy who's going to be the MVP next year, because he is, right? We'll get to Jokic, who officially wins the MVP today, and everybody in the Nuggets organization went to Serbia to say congratulations to him.
It's the greatest presentation ever.
No,
you show me another time a guy's going to be in a sulky.
Yeah, no. I get it. It was pretty. I said we're going to get to that.
Buddy.
But here's the final 30 seconds of this game, and Jason Tatum doesn't get the ball. And not only that, I don't know that he was going to get the ball. Marcus Smart was going to the hoop, and then in the last few seconds, I don't know if there was anything for him to get the basketball. How does Jason Tatum not get the basketball? How does he not have the ball in his hands in the final seconds of this game, right? 34 points, he's your guy, right? Was he having a great night shooting? No, but it doesn't matter. It's Jason bleeping Tatum, right? I don't know how in the last 30 seconds he does not really touch the basketball. That's the big thing. So I said, okay, well, now this is great. Now I'm going to get to see Jason Tatum. He's going to make a big shot, and I'm going to get on the air tonight. I'm going to go, I told you he's the MVP. Look at this. And then, Marcus Smart gets blocked. Oh, Marcus Smart gets it stolen. And I didn't even think Tatum was in the play. I don't even think Tatum was. I'm looking for him. Did he come out of the game? Am I not seeing Jason Tatum? No, there he is. He's on the screen. But how does he not get the ball? How does he not get the ball in the final? I don't get it. That's like the Lakers running plays in the last 30 seconds. You don't give it to LeBron. It's like the Bucks. We're not going to give it to Giannis. We're not going to give the ball to Embiid. We're not going to give the ball to Jokic. We're just not going to do it. We're going to find a way to do something else to not give them the basketball. Where the Bucks are going, oh, that's what you're going to do? Oh, yeah. We got you, man. Good. Okay, great. Great, great. I don't know if the Celtics outthought themselves, and we're going to use Jason Tatum as a decoy. We're going to try to get to the rack fast and try to surprise them. But whenever you lose a game and your best player doesn't touch the basketball at the end, that's going to come back and go, what are you doing? Right, not that you always need to make a decision because of what the reaction is going to be, but if I want to lose a game, I don't want to lose a game because I outthought myself. I want to lose a game because, well, I gave the ball to my best player. This is how it's supposed to work. If we're gonna win a game like this, we're gonna lose a game like this, and that's how it's supposed to go. And I don't get it, and I don't get how he doesn't get the basketball in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, he hit those free throws with about what 31, 32 seconds left. And then you have the sequence with a bloodied Giannis, the free throws and the putback goes into Smart. I mean, Tatum was on the complete opposite side of the inbound play down at the three-point arc. So you had what looked to be a pretty good play to get the ball into Smart. Good recovery. Connaughton stayed in front, and then you got the good help over the top from Holiday, and then eventually, here's the ball off your chest. and it goes from there. Because I think the look was, hey, we got Smart. He'll be able to get Connaughton to the rack, which he did. And then here comes Holiday flying up out of the paint to take the ball right out of his hand. Again, snatching his soul.
Mm.
That was the first time. And then he came back and got whatever leftovers seconds later.
Yeah, it really was crazy. It really was. I don't get it. I don't get how that game comes down to the end like that, and it's not somehow Jason Tatum for, because that's how the Celtics really ran things, right? It's not how the Celtics really ran things at all. Like it was always Jason Tatum's going to make a shot or miss a shot, and that's how the game's going to end, right? Like that's how it's going to go. Right, that's how the game was for most of the season. Jason Tatum's going to get the ball, and either he makes or he misses it. And you can see him in the final play; he's running down the side with his hand in the air, going, "Throw me the ball!
Just get rid
Throw
of the ball.
Me the
Break
ball! I'm wide open! I am wide open! Throw me the basketball!" And for some reason, I don't know, Smart. He sees him. Right, you know he sees him on this play, and because there's enough time for Marcus Smart to dribble and look and go, okay, boom, there you are, Jason, I got it. Right, they give it right back to him. He sees the floor. Tatum's all alone for a three. Now, does Tatum make it? Does he not? You know, you don't know if that's going to make it, but that's the best play, right? Let's throw the ball across half court to Tatum, who's going to catch and shoot. Who's standing there going, hey, I have the ball, because everybody's falling down on the Bucks on the final play. That's such an epic fail by the Celtics. It really is, and again, I don't know. We're going to find out in the post game. Was it drawn up this way? Was it just Smart missed him? I don't know. But boy, that's such a fail by the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, as he was picking up the dribble, was that the goal, to kind of wing it over the top of Portis to get it to Tatum, and then he just had his pocket picked? I mean, that's something that, you know, we'll theorize on. But again, getting it past Holiday was obviously difficult enough, and then you had Portis flying over like a praying mantis over the top, and like, I'll take whatever's left. So I don't even think if he got the ball off, he was going to get it cleanly.
Mm. Man, remember
then
Holiday.
He did a nice little flop, like he'd been hit or something.
Yeah, no, flop was good. No, it was definitely a good flop, because if you're going to lose the ball like that, an embarrassing way flop to make it.
Yeah, and then I'm rewatching it now, and as soon as you could see it, and I'm sure people took a nice picture of it with the scoreboard, you know, the red ring to show that time it expired. That goes off behind him, almost like a halo, and he puts his head down. Sad Marcus Smart. And the soul has left.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. I don't get what the Celtics were doing there at the end. I really don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do my game. That's my game, bro.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where if you are watching the NBA game right now, you just saw a new trailer for Top Gun Maverick. They're selling tickets. I don't know, Mike Harmon. I don't know. Do I want to buy tickets? Do I really trust there's a movie?
I think you want in. You want to make sure you've got your prime seat.
I don't know, man. We're within 2 weeks now, pretty much. It's, you know, 2 weeks from tonight at midnight. Do I really want to buy? Am I really going to get the rug pulled out from under me when I find out it's just a big, long trailer and crews landing the helicopter, and then they're going to show the first one, and they're going to show Edge of Tomorrow, and then he's going to do a Q&A on tape? I mean, I don't know. Do I want to see that? I don't know.
I really do think we should, as a show, get together and do a midnight 12:30 showing, whatever. Go get some wings. Maybe a frosty beverage, you know, like a nice milkshake, and then go see a movie.
Why don't we do the show opening night from a theater showing the movie? Why don't we do that?
Better.
We're live from the premiere.
Yeah, no, even better.
Yeah, I kind of dig that.
Yeah, I'm just at the point, rather than mocking how long it's taken to make this movie, if you look in the promoted tweets that they're doing for the movie now, yeah, we know you've been waiting a long time. No, that's not because it's been years between the sequel. It's been years since you saw the first trailer promising you a sequel.
I think there's more time from the first trailer to now than there was from the first movie to the first trailer. I think it's long. Someone has gone to college saying, oh, man, I just saw the trailer for Top Gun Maverick. It is awesome. And they're going to graduate, and they're going to say, there was still no movie. I waited my entire college career for Top Gun Maverick, and it never came out. All 4 years went by. Somebody did
just
that.
An amazing, amazing passage of time. And we've done that with a lot of things because of the pandemic, right? You kind of lost a grasp to some degree of, all right, there's a 3 month block or 6 month block. It's like, really, that happened then? It's like, yeah, I guess. Because it's all kind of gray, kind of grayed out because things happened in kind of a vacuum because you weren't there to have those group experiences in a lot of ways. But yeah, this one, I'll just be excited to be able to go to a movie in 2 weeks and it won't be a trailer. In theory.
You don't know. You don't know. What if there was like a trailer for everything you thought? They showed the Top Gun trailer at the beginning and the end, and then they rolled the credits.
But how about I go to a movie? It's like playing in the theater right next door.
And they just
did you know right now? I will tell you this. I am going to go see that with the Dolby sound.
Okay.
Watching,
you have to see it with good sound.
I'm just saying, not that theaters don't have good sound, but the Dolby thing to me, it might be partially brand influenced. I mean, good job by them, but there is some power to it. Seeing Strange in the Dolby theater with the way music is employed therein by the great Danny Elfman, yeah, it worked on a different level for me.
See, I'm going to go actually when Thomas Dolby is there playing the music in the theater.
And every like 15 seconds just keeps yelling, science! Is he going to play anything? No, he just keeps yelling, science, with an echo and a reverb.
Play no one is to blame. That's Howard Jones. Just play it. Okay, here we go.
Wow, a Howard Jones reference in. Nicely done. You know, I'd clap my hands if I could. But, you know, it's just going to be a thud, or I'll have to start banging a table like I'm Ray Liotta.
Yeah, no, how you doing? But I know, you know, you talked about your accent the other day. You got a big cast on your hand. Now you got surgery coming up?
Yeah, I got to go have surgery on my hand. Broke a bone up near the, along the pinky, so towards the wrist there.
Was it the Hammett bone? Because that's the one Ken Griffey broke, the Hammett bone.
Yeah,
bone?
I don't know.
That's the bone I know.
He should have been suing
the
Reds all along for misdiagnosing everything, but that's a tale for another time.
Reds had worse doctors than the Mets.
That's what I'm saying. They screwed that guy over, and you watched him get old and frail very fast.
Mm. But it might be the Hammett bone, because it's the one bone I've heard of.
It could be that. You're going to start playing Blackened in the background.
Yeah,
TJ,
the Kirk Hammett bone, clearly asking, am I evil, TJ? No. So,
but I guess a doctor looked at the x-ray for all of like 3 seconds and went, yep. All right, you're going to have to have a pin or two put in to straighten that out because it's not going to heal properly itself. So I got to go see a surgeon tomorrow and we'll go from there.
He looked at you and said, hey, everybody, this is Mike Harmon.
Well, you know, he did throw in a pretty good, because he asked me, you know, what happened or whatever. He goes, have you updated your tetanus shot? And I'm like, well, I can't sell you for certain. I don't carry my, you know, card of all of those things. He goes, how about we update that today? He goes, do you know? But let me ask before I do, just to give you a piece of clarification. If you were in the rodeo and worked around the rodeo, you'd have to get it updated every 5 years. And I looked at him and I go, okay. He goes, because think about it. Your head's getting, you know, dumped into, the mess caused by the animals or probably getting bit at or kicked or whatever. So if you're a rodeo man, you're not a rodeo man, are you? I'm like, no, I'm a radio loudmouth. Because, yeah, maybe you should get it every 5 years for you too. But certainly if you were in the rodeo, you should 5 years, you have to do it instead of the normal 10. I go,
well, you do have a pair of assless chaps, I know, right? That was a big deal on the show a long time ago.
No, that's right.
That's basically a rodeo guy if you have a pair of assless chaps.
No, that's right. I mean, that's how we really laid the hammer down early here on Fox Sports Radio. It's still part of the arsenal. There's no question. And I've got a couple of really good hats that would go with it as well. I had my wide-brim fedora. I walked the dog earlier, and I had this wrap and, splint. It looks like a giant club. I felt like Cowboy Bob Orton.
Oh, okay.
WWF wrestler hanging out with Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Like, I just want to walk up to someone and go, "Oh, Cowboy Bob takes him down."
Twitter at How About a Fresca, yeah, Mike. Old. It's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, Joel Embiid is now officially the MVP as Mike Harmon and his Hammett bone. Because now it's just to make it easier, it's going to be the Hammett bone, right? Because it's the one bone I've heard of, so that's what it's going to be. Broke your Hammett bone, and you're going to be back.
You really just want early Metallica on the show. Why don't you just ask a tie shirt for it?
So officially, Nikola Jokic is the MVP. And the vote wasn't really close. Jokic is named the MVP back-to-back years today. He got 65 out of 100 first-place votes. Joel Embiid getting 26 first-place votes. So basically, Jokic more than had a 2-to-1 margin in votes over Embiid.
That's a lot of hate.
Number one, how mad is Joel Embiid right now? I mean, he knew he was going to lose, but now, not only did I lose, I lost by a ton. People hate me. Because it would have been one thing. It was, hey, it was somewhat of a close vote, and Jokic got, 49 first place votes, and Joel Embiid got 37. No, this is 65-26 when Embiid is there. What do I have to do to win the MVP? Nobody who likes talking about the MVP more than Joel Embiid. Maybe voters said, okay, let's make a pinky swear. What? If Embiid doesn't mention being the MVP over the course of the season, we give it to him. Okay. But if he does mention it, we can't vote for him. Done. Done and done. And then Embiid, of course, you're not going to vote because, he brings it up all the time. I'm the MVP. Opening night next year, he's going to be saying, hey, I think my MVP season begins right now. I just love the fact that he lost by so much. And he's just walking around his house right now going, how did he beat me by that many? Who are these guys? Give me all the names of everybody who didn't vote for me for first place, because he's so put out. He's so mad he didn't win the MVP.
Well, what's the length on spoiler alerts for streaming shows?
Streaming is tough. You got to give people a good month or so on a streaming show.
Really?
I think so.
Too bad.
Because, I'm flight attendant.
Since we're talking basketball, I'm doing the nod and a wink and an obvious reference to something I may or may not have just watched over the last 24 hours.
Okay.
That would really be in line with referencing it here.
What was the show? What was it?
Winning Time.
Oh, you could do that because it's Winning Time is based on a true story. We know what happens, right? Did they make the Celtics win more championships in Winning Time? No, so it's fine. You can do it.
So they made a big deal of down the stretch with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, injured, and the famous Magic Johnson game. It's like, how do you get him motivated? Pat Riley, Adrian Brody, looks at him and tells him what the final Rookie of the Year vote was between he and Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Bird won Rookie of the Year? You spoiled
Shocker.
That for me, man. Come on. I was just up to 1977 in my rewatching of the NBA years. I was almost
okay, good.
There.
Well, there you go.
79,
and you get to see James Leisure once again plays a fantastic Dr. J.
Really? Wait. Oh, James. I thought you were talking about David Leisure. I'm like, wait a minute. Joe Isuzu? David Leisure was playing? What are you talking about? He's playing Dr. J.
With the flat top and everything. Hello, I'm Joey Seuss.
Wait a minute, David. Because David.
Yeah,
Leisure,
the guy
honestly,
from Empty Nest, hanging out with Richard Mulligan.
I really thought you sound like. Wait a minute, he's not playing him. Oh, right. No, David.
No, the guy
Leisure,
from Las Vegas.
Yeah, no,
that
I know.
Was hanging
who you're
out with
about.
With our guy.
Yes. No, I get it. I get it. But but really, I mean, I'm thinking David Leisure play. I'm Dr. J. Because I did the Joe Isuzu line.
That's something.
David Leisure, okay, you ready? You with me on this?
Yeah,
David
let's go.
Leisure in the Dan Patrick story could play Dan Patrick.
This is true.
Not the lieutenant governor of Texas, but our Dan Patrick. David Leisure is Dan Patrick.
No, I like that.
That's pretty good. Yeah, they're both kind of built the same, both tall. That same kind of wit and all easily. David Leisure is Dan Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, I mean, you go back to with James Leisure, he was running that mad two-on-two game with Josh Duhamel on Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting Josh Duhamel started in Las Vegas. That's why people watched it. I'm like, why would people watch? Oh, that's right.
There were a lot of reasons to watch that. I mean, James Caan.
Yeah. Now, look.
Vanessa Marcel. Nikki
Cox. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Molly Sims.
Yeah, all these people that it never happened for after Las Vegas, except for Josh Duhamel.
Transformers.
Who? Where? Where? Vanessa Marcel, I think, peaked in 2002.
Yeah, but didn't she go on to, like, Beverly Hills 90210, the reboots and all those kind of things?
No. Was she? I don't even know. And hang on a second. Vanessa Marcel. Yes, she did go to 90210, yes. But it was only for a short period of time. Like, she was on near the end when it was, whatever, it's Tiffany Amberthiesen and everybody else.
You leave Tiffany Amberthiesen alone. How dare you?
Yeah, it was, we're just going to put a bunch of people on here.
I mean, Marsha Thompson was great on Las Vegas. Then Tom Selleck came in.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, I mean, look, there's a bunch of people that didn't really do a lot. That peaked a long time ago, but that's okay. The one thing I will say about Jokic winning the MVP, I was surprised it wasn't closer. I really am surprised it wasn't closer because I don't get all of the sudden love for Nikola Jokic because it's not like he had a better year than he had last year. But everybody is saying the same thing. Didn't have his two max guys, right? Didn't have Murray, didn't have Porter. You know, look what he did, 48 wins. The year before he had those guys had a better year. So wait, so he was the MVP when he had them on his team, but now without them in a worse year, he's still the MVP? So how is that really? You can't tell me that look what he did without these guys when you gave him the MVP the year before when both those guys were playing. Right? Can't do that. Can't do that. You got to pick a lane. You got to say either, hey, he's great, look at what he did without these guys, or boy, he's great and he raised this team up a year ago, but this year they didn't quite have as good a season, so he can't be the MVP. Yeah, people want to talk out of both sides of their mouth. I'm surprised it wasn't closer because, I'm sorry, MVP is not player of the year. Lots of guys had great years, right? Not going to give LeBron the MVP award because the Lakers didn't even make the playoffs, right? Lots of guys have really good years on bad teams. That's why it's the most valuable player because your team achieves, right? I'd have rather seen a guy like Jason Tatum even this year because we watch where the Celtics rose over the last half of the season thanks to Jason Tatum. I'd rather see Devin Booker win because, hey, the Suns were the best team in the regular season by far, and this was Devin Booker's year of ascendancy. Yeah, I'd like to see that because you have to kind of do so. Your team has to kind of do something for you to be the MVP because other than that is you're just a good guy and a bad team. That's kind of what you are. And they weren't as good as they were last year, but I didn't have my guys, but I had my guys the year before. Really, I feel like the voters just said, there's nobody that I really that stands out that I want to vote for. I'd love to vote for Ja Morant, but he didn't play. He only played in 57 games. So, yeah, I'll vote for Jokic again. He's got the numbers, got the stats. Yeah, Jokic is great. I really feel like that's what happened.
Yeah, it's hard though, right? Because in the end, Jokic and the Nuggets were only three games behind the Sixers in terms of their win total. And you look at his stats and you have the and I agree with you that you're having it both ways in terms of the vote for him. And we always recognize narratives. And that's why I'm surprised Jokic won it. I mean, I do love the ceremony. Outside of a bar, and there he is riding in the sulky like he's getting ready to run a race at one of the great harness tracks in North America. I would love to see that, by the way, that guesting the two-time MVP. But, giving it to Giannis. Okay, we're at that point, and you watched him tonight, bloodied, battered, beaten, and still kept coming, that Giannis is – overall game is being acknowledged to be something more, right? So he's now hitting that, all right, he's always going to be in the best of, so forget about him, he's not going to win. It's like Tom Hanks not winning an Oscar for a very long time, right? He won those back-to-back, and it's like, all right, he's going to be great, and people are going to go see him. Just we'll nominate him now and again, but otherwise, just go away. Or all the other greats in the different categories. But for Jokic to beat Embiid, this handily, I would have thought Embiid would have gotten more love for the dysfunction and problems of keeping Philadelphia where they were and keeping the team together. That's where I'm shocked about it. Numbers-wise, fine. Narrative of whether he had help or not with Jokic, that's certainly to be acknowledged. But that Embiid didn't get more credit for the Ben Simmons situation and just being able to play through that and lead a squad that was getting turned around over the course of the year. That one, that part to me, I think requires a little more explanation on behalf of the voters.
Yeah, I really don't get it. How do you win when you have those guys and then you don't have those guys? Really, it doesn't make sense.
How can I be the man when you're the man? How do I win if you're winning? See, Dr. Jerry Buss, also known as Cal Naughton.
See, if I win, see, that means you can't win, right? See what I'm saying?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And you know, it's not often the NFL does something that doesn't resonate, but they're doing it right now. Tomorrow is the big day, right? We get the NFL schedule rollout. We find out where all our teams are playing, what your team's schedule is. You start going through the schedule, looking at wins and losses. That's great. The NFL has decided we're going to do this kind of trickle rollout leading up to Thursday, right? We find out what some of the games are Monday Night Football in Week 2. We found out what the games are going to be on Christmas Day today. I really don't care about this. I really don't care about the national games and who's on here and who's not unless it's my team. Because, number one, I can see any team I want to pretty easily, right? This is about what does my team have in store for them this season. What is the schedule? That's what people get excited about. No one gets excited about, hey, this is a game that's on in a primetime window. I have no idea what teams are going to be good this year. You think you have an idea, but there's no context. Hey, this is the game on Christmas Day. Great. That's 9 months from now. I don't really care. I want to know what my team's schedule looks like. That's what you can do with a schedule trickle rollout. That's what people care about. If they ask me, this is what I tell them to do. Have a trickle rollout where 4 straight days you have a couple of conferences and teams. And if you want to hold back the national games because maybe you think your team is playing, however you want to do it, but that's the rollout because that's what people care about. Because I don't care about these games. I don't care who's playing on Christmas Day. I don't care if the Jets are playing on Christmas Day. Yeah, play Christmas Day, great. It's here in 1 year and gone and out the other. This is not something that resonates. You really want to resonate and have a 4-day NFL trickle schedule thing? Well, that's what you do. You do 2 divisions a day and you go through 4 days and you fill in whatever else on the final day to put a big exclamation point on it. That's what's going to resonate it. Because this, I don't think anybody cares about it. I know I don't.
You don't care? I got a whole show planned now that you're going on vacation or whatever you're doing. So
On week two, whatever day of week two of the NFL,
we are
gonna
sell it. Look, we're doing 272 special events tomorrow to celebrate schedule release day. I think you can make it a full week experience. I mean, the NFL has been good at this thus far. Why not have a bunch of pundits sitting around in their respective war rooms as you announce matchups? Right? Here's the writers from the LA Times talking about the Rams. Oh, they're going to win that game. They're going to win that game by 35 points. All right, you guys are boring. Moving over to the opponent's side of things so we can get some good things mixed therein. I still think there's some celebratory nature to it, but, you know, we've known the opponents forever. Now it's just a matter of trip planning. So I don't think it necessarily has the same juice.
No, I don't know that any fan says, oh, I really want to know what's on Christmas Day. Oh, I really care who's on Monday Night Football week two of the season. If you kept the game secret from me and then after week one you told me who was on Monday, then I would, okay, I want to know who's on Monday Night Football next week. But now it's so abstract. I think this is news items that people see and just pass right by them.
But just because we sit and have to operate from our throne yelling at coaches and second guessing, other people may want to travel. They may want to get together. Hey, you bring in the brisket? There's a lot more to life.
Coming up, we got more NFL and a big story out of the NBA involving Kyrie next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.